The Scott administration has decided to delay any major reforms to Vermont Health Connect, the state's healthcare exchange, for the foreseeable future. Administration officials say that's because there's so much uncertainty in Washington concerning how Congress will deal with the issue of healthcare. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
During the recent gubernatorial campaign, Governor Phil Scott repeatedly criticized the performance of Vermont Health Connect. He said if he were elected, he would move to eliminate the state's exchange and have Vermont join the federal system. But now, just 3 weeks into office, the message from the Scott administration has changed dramatically. That's because while it's likely that the Republican Congress in Washington will vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act, there's no consensus on how to replace it. Human Services Secretary Al Gobay says it makes no sense for Vermont to implement major reforms without knowing what Congress is going to do.
I think we're talking about something that is a really, really lengthy planning and execution process if you're going to change. You wouldn't want to do that and then have it disrupted by Washington. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing for now.
In the meantime, the administration is taking steps to reduce the number of Vermonters who purchase their coverage on the exchange. They're going to require that all individuals who don't qualify for Medicaid or state premium assistance purchase their coverage directly from the insurance companies. It's expected that this move will take almost 7,000 people off of the billing cycle of the exchange. Gobay says the change will save the state $2.8 million a year.
By pushing that from a state activity to the carrier, that is a really good thing for the state budget. So that's why we want to do that. That is a difference if we know that we're not going to have X amount of thousands of people going through our billing process.
Michael Fisher is the chief healthcare advocate for the state of Vermont. He supports the administration's decision to take a wait-and-see approach with the future of healthcare in the state.
There is so much uncertainty on the federal level, it's hard to imagine how we on the state level, how the administration could possibly predict, at this moment, how to make changes in access to health care.
Fisher is concerned that some of the people who will now be required to buy their coverage directly from the insurance companies might develop problems if their income drops during the course of the year. He wants to be certain that these individuals will still be able to qualify for state subsidies if this happens. Fisher is also concerned about proposals being discussed in Washington that would transfer funding for the Medicaid program into a state block grant. This approach would give states more flexibility in using Medicaid funds, but it would also cap how much a state could receive in any given year, even if enrollment increased.
Often the term block grant is used as a euphemism for reduction in federal participation. And that would obviously be very concerning for us who are fighting to maintain the affordability of care.
Fisher says his office is fielding numerous calls from Vermonters who are concerned that changes in federal health care policies will limit their coverage in the future. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.